And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash Craddock, senior sports writer from the Courier Mail. Interesting times with the Broncos. They've named their team to take on the Storm. This is going to be an absolute belter on Friday night, but Ben Hunt still on the bench?
Yes, it is interesting, Ben, isn't it? And I'm actually quite enjoying what Wayne Bennett's doing here. He's really just putting a little bit of pressure on Ben Hunt, also getting him a little bit fitter. He was terrific the other night, wasn't he? And we all thought he might come in for Cody Nikorima, who has retained his place in the side, as has the excellent Benji Marshall. And I've got to say, plan has worked with Benji Marshall. Even if he didn't do another thing this year, the cheap little $100,000 buy has won Broncos a game and kept them, their self-esteem levels high during this taxing time of the season. So, but it's good to have three halves choices, Ben, with Anthony Milford out, you know, because there's always drama, there's always injury. So this story's got a few acts to play before the end of the season.
Yeah, Darius Boyd too, he not being there, there's another ball player, I guess, even though he comes in from the back, that that isn't going to be around. Corbin Sims comes back?
Yes, he does, and there's some doubt, which is great. His sort of experience and his grunt will be great.
Yeah.
And also, Sam Thaiday, there's a question mark over him. He took a bit of a knock on the weekend, and so they're just going to have a look at him at Thursday training session. But Broncos versus Storm is always just a wonderful contest, isn't it? And with Origin selection coming up and the likes of, you know, Cameron Munster vying for selection of the Queensland team, this has just got layer upon layer of interest.
Cannot wait. Now, this cricket pay debacle, it's starting to ramp up because Friday, all of a sudden, what, a couple of hundred cricketers around the country could be out of a job. Shane Watson has chimed in today saying if Cricket Australia stopped any player from earning a living overseas, they might cop legal action. This is getting nasty.
It's a fair point too. It would be a restriction of trade. And of course, contracts will be null and void after Friday. And the players that are really feel it, Ben, I mean, people are saying, oh, the David Warners and the Smiths are hanging strong, but if you the first sign of desperation will be over the Sheffield Shield player who's on maybe $90,000 a year and paying off a house and needs cash, and it will not be there. So I'm disappointed in both of them. I feel their tactics have been modest. Cricket Australia at one point gave out a press release saying they weren't going to discuss it in the media. Well, what's a press release then? You know? And as for the players, they bagged Cricket Australia for putting out a video during the Champions Trophy, sprouting their cause. Well, the players then did a video themselves during the Champions Trophy and put it out. So, look, it's getting dirty. It'll get worse before it gets better. I can't believe
really, it'll get worse. See, I thought we were making waves. I thought we were actually getting forward when there was a compromise that Cricket Australia put up. But that's just what been shot down.
They look totally immovable, Ben, at the moment, like on this fixed revenue thing where, you know, Cricket Australia is worried about signing up to a fixed revenue because the game's revenues are going through the roof. And they wonder where it'll end up, you know, in 4 or 5 years' time, how much money. And they feel they're playing the players adequately. I mean, Shield players, some of them are earning up to $300,000 to play for their state and Big Bash team. That's, you know, that's good. A few years ago, Julia Gillard got not much more than that to be Prime Minister. So, you know, it's a complex argument.
Mate, John McEnroe, geez, he loves stirring it up, doesn't he, the super brat? He has come out and said, what, the 700th player in the world, ranked in the world, could beat Serena Williams? I'm tipping he's talking about the 700th ranked bloke in the world.
He is. Oh. I got to say, I love him and I love how provocative he is. He was what, remember what David Hooks used to fill that role in cricket? He used to love stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And it's good. And what's more, Ben, he's probably right. I remember, we haven't got too many sort of...
Hang on, the 700th ranked player in the world would toast Serena.
Yeah, well, put it this way. When they were starting out in their careers, there was a German player called Carsten Bahrsch, took on Serena and Venus in successive sets at the when they were in Australia. They felt like they wanted a male competition. He was ranked 200 in the world, and he beat one of them 6-1 and the other one 6-2. And I wouldn't write it off. It'd be a really good contest. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just a different game.
Who is the 700th ranked player in the world? I need to get onto Dr. Google to find that out.
Yeah, it'd be, and I'll tell you what, that is well down the list because, you know, sometimes you see a player who hasn't done much at all and, you know, he's ranked sort of 120 or something like that. So it could be down to the Milton midweek invitational, Ben, I reckon.
Outstanding stuff. I'm going to find that out, Crash. You go. I know you've got the back page tonight. Oh, no, no, hang on. Not the back page. What are we? It's Tuesday. Oh, it's the back page. Yeah, yeah. Queenslanders only is tomorrow,
Michael,
isn't it?
Are you ready to rumble, Buffer?
Hang on. What? Michael Buffer?
Yeah.
He's your guest.
I've just been speaking to him in the green room, Ben, and he's the most engaging bloke. I said, what's Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, like?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, mate, he's fantastic with any underprivileged kids. He's the most generous person ever.
Is he doing the horn fight?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's worth about $400 million, mate.
That is worth price of admission alone. Even if you're not a boxing fan, get to Suncorp Stadium on Sunday because Michael Buffer Jr. is going to be there. Let's get ready to rumble. Crash, hooroo, chat to you tomorrow.
See you then.